It's the 1st of July, the 1st of June today, 1994, and I'm with Tom Gladwell. My name's Ron Treadgold. I, like Tom, I used to work at the explosives establishment. I was a scientific officer for about 30 years, and also during the war when it was Royal Gunpowder Factory. And Tom, whose experience goes considerably farther than that, started back in 1936. Now, Tom, first of all, Tom has written out a brief account of his early years, and tell us what you've written there, Tom.
Right. I was born in 1911, and I was born in a place just outside Colchester. I then moved to a village called Peldon to live. After going to school till I was 14 years old, I worked on a farm, then worked with steam ploughs going around many farms as van boy to engine.
Because steam ploughs were quite common in Essex in those days, weren't they? I
Oh,
think I've seen one of
yeah, we
those.
used to have.
One each side and the wire across the
Yeah,
field.
we used to have two sets. We had four. We had two sets going about. Yeah. And going around many farms as van boy to engine drivers and cultivator men. When the plough finished for the year, I found, and I can't really
Well,
remember what it was.
it was not a continuous job. You'd be taking on casual labour, that was it.
Yeah, I used to work when you got on the farm. If you was lucky enough to get on the farm, they kept you on because they found a job on the cultivators. I was a youngster, a boy, so I was only a boy, about 15, something like that. See? And we used to take a big hut like round, and they
Oh,
used
to
to
sleep in.
yeah,
Oh, yeah.
and we used to be there used to be two drivers, and the foreman, and the cultivator man, and the hut boy,
Oh,
and they used to have beds in these places and that, and I used to go out scrounging food around the farm, picking peas, digging potatoes up, and all that sort of thing, and go back and cook it for them.
Oh,
And talk about being brought up bloody rough, I was. Is that on there? I better be careful what I say,
Yeah,
isn't it? Yeah. So I mean, that's up to you what you want
that's
first.
fine,
And
carry on.
I'll go on. I'll come on to the.
You were looking for a job next, weren't you? You
Yeah,
got
that's
laid
right.
off.
Yeah. Yeah. I found a new job after cycling for miles, 30 and 40 miles a day, till I found a job in our own village, digging out and laying
That's
pipe.
before they used to say on your bike, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
that's when we got on our
Yeah.
bikes. We used to go bloody miles round. Used to go all round Mersey, Fingernoat, Colchester, Ipswich. Used to bloody
Just
go
looking
out.
for work.
Never used to have no work till you got home. That's when you went looking for a job. Yeah. And the water main. When this job finished, I had to find another job. My older brother was working in Cheshunt in the hot houses growing tomatoes and cucumbers. So I came up to Cheshunt and worked with him till 1936. Then I put in for a job at the gunpowder factory, Waltham Abbey,
Were they asking and taking
Essex.
on people, or did you? Yeah,
Yes,
they. Yeah.
that was 1936. They knew something was going to happen, you see. It started in 39. See, so there were many jobs to be learned. Making nitroglycerin, pressing cordite to many sizes to go to different guns, etc. This was on the north side of the factory. Then I moved to south side of the factory for packing and blending and reeling. That was for different guns.
Oh,
See,
yes.
we used to have a pack where we used to make this. I used to make it. I did do some work in the blending, the making and blending, because we used to have machines like a bread, like a mixed bread with.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What are they called?
Well, they like those incorporators you used to make plastic
That's
stuff
right,
with.
yeah. Like that's
Double
it,
bladed
them incorporators.
incorporators.
Yeah,
Oh,
you
yes.
must have seen them.
Yes, oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
we used
Baker
to do.
Perkins and all that
Yeah,
sort of people used to make
in
them.
I used to put.
Kneading the dough, was it
Yeah,
called?
that's
The
right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to put that. Oh, blimey. acetone.
Yes. Mm.
And acetone.
The paste and a bit of acetone.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on talking for 3 years. Like,
oh, well, that's right. Yeah, I never understood. What does reeling mean?
Reeling?
Yes.
Well, you had a reel, if that size round, and it got like a reel of cotton.
Hmm.
And you put that on the machine, you put the cordite in a cylinder, and you put that on the press.
Hmm.
You've got that pressing, and you've got the stuff coming out. It's about as big as a bit of string, but a small bit of string.
That stuff at 1/16 inch diameter.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
With a hole in the middle.
That's so right. Where some was whole, some solid.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. The solid stuff was for very fast stuff.
Mm.
And we used to, that all had to be learned. All those jobs had to be learned. You put that in that machine and you just got it going and you made a start.
It's just the right speed to keep up with.
Yeah, you made a start on your drum and then started. And you gradually just kept up, just put a little
did
bit.
Did you hand wind the drum?
For a start.
Oh, that's mechanically.
I know, it was all engineering.
Oh, it's all worked in together.
Yeah,
it's
worked in.
You would keep turning.
You had a valve on the side.
Yes. Oh, which adjusted to the right speed.
You put the stuff in the machine and you got that out as near as you could. You've got to realise that that stuff was wanted a bit of getting out in at that small size, so it couldn't it keep steady like sometimes it'd go like that, had a bit of air in it or something.
But what turned the reel at the other end? A mechanically turned, was it?
Oh yeah, it was mechanically turned.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was on a valve, see.
Yes.
Come from the same machine.
Oh, you just kept that adjusted.
Yeah,
you just
stood
tension,
there,
right.
And you kept it, and it used to drive you crackers. Oh,
but you do this for a considerable time, like on a shift.
Oh, yes, your shift.
Yeah, the whole shift would be reeling. And
yeah, reeling.
Be...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you had it on big drums at the finish.
Yeah.
But these other drums were about that round.
Well, about 6 inches.
Yeah, but
a bit smaller than that.
Yeah.
I have seen big drums about a foot or so.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. You had different sizes,
different
big guns, you see.
I see.
Okay. You had to get that size out. As I said before, some of the stuff had a hole through the middle, so you had a needle.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'll test the size of the hole.
Yeah, see? But no, you'd have to push through that.
Oh,
all the time
to leave the hole in the die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the acetone that was in it made a certain softness.
Yes.
Because you know what acetone was, what you used to make it, put that in with the acetone and the nitroglycerin and that sort of thing. And with the nitroglycerin being soft and the acetone being a certain amount of dampness in it, you could keep it going.
Oh yes.
But we used to put women on it. Women were more defter and what? No, they were.
Yes,
they could do it.
Because
the women
more patient, perhaps.
We had some live preachers in there, and we didn't put them blue.
But they were prepared for anything, the girls,
Benny Pingram, you remember Benny Pingram, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
And Walter Frost?
Yes.
Of course, the blokes, they let go unless I see
the girls would do a few things at
the occasionally. Yeah. Oh, it was fun.
And how you stayed on this, what grade were you at this time?
I learned the job, and it wasn't long before
going back a little bit, Tom, when you applied for the job at the powder mills, did they give you an interview?
Oh yeah, you had to go down in front of the what's the name officer?
Labour
officer, yeah. And you sometimes you was taken on, all depends what the job was, but you was taken on, but normally if it was a foreman's job, you had napmen and people like that there.
The superintendent, wasn't he?
Superintendent, yeah.
Yeah.
You had him. I had, at one show I had when I went up for the...
Superintendent was the job, yeah, actually, which later was called director, wasn't it?
That's right.
But he was the big cheese of the whole
office,
wasn't he?
Yeah. And half of them was scared of it.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know me, I wasn't scared of nobody, really. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be.
Well, if you're going for the interview, that's the first approach, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that's what I was. Old Wallace, you knew Wallace?
Yes.
Mm. Well, he was here one day and they had me up there for the job. And Charlie Bailey, he was in for the job. There was little, the rat, they used to call him.
Weren't meant to put any names to him.
Yeah. we get head up. And we went up there and it was laughable, really. I wish I'd have made a note of that then, you know, as it happened. Because now, this you just think of a bit, you put it in, and you've got to go back and all that sort of thing.
But, that way, it's all coming up.
This old Charlie Bailey, Charlie...
Bancroft.
No, it was another... It was Charlie. He went up first. So I said, good luck, Charlie. Said, okay, thank you, Tom. You know, he was like, hey, we got on very well together, didn't we? And he was up there, he wasn't up there too long, and he hadn't got down the stairs, because he went over to the north side and went up them stairs, upstairs.
And you had the board. In Powder Mill Lane?
Yeah, you had the board sitting upstairs.
Little narrow stairs, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yes,
a longish, narrow room.
Yes.
There were about 14 or 15 people up there.
Oh, yes. All sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. The superintendent.
Yes.
And my blokes.
Yes.
Oh, Blanchard. You know Blanchard?
Blanchard,
Two of them, weren't they?
Yeah, Reg and Walter.
That's right, yeah.
Walter was the chemist, wasn't he, in the main lab?
So-called
chemist.
Yeah.
He did quite well, actually, old Walter. He looked after us lads because we were in college. When I was there, we were in college, with a lot of little devils, you know, and but old Walter kept order.
Yeah, he did. In his way, he did. Mm.
Anyway, you're saying, yes,
he looked after
Walter.
Me.
Yes.
Walter. As well.
Yeah.
Mm. He said, Billy Ward was your foreman. I was assistant foreman under him for a start. And he said, you know, Blanchard went off. He said, I want to get in the bollocking over this. I said, oh, Christ, no, I didn't use them. He said, well, I said, how can I put in front of Charlie Bailey and all that? Been here 30, 40 bleeding years. I said, I've only been here 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He said, and I said, as soon as I got in that next day, I said to Billy Ward, I said, Billy, go and see Blanchard and tell him what I'm doing. Be fair.
Yeah.
I said, that's fair to you then. He said, okay, mate, you don't mind. I said, no, of course I don't. So as soon as I got in that day, as soon as I did the blokes their orders and went out, I was going down. Where you going? I said, oh, I've got some jobs I want to get around the street. They get on all right and start all right. And I said, you come here. If they can't start all right, so change them. Charge them in it. Said, okay. So Carl went back. And when everybody got to the office, called me in, shut the door. Oh, no, a bollock in here. So I said, he said, when did you send your paper through? I said, what paper? He said, for the job, for the top job, for the performer. I said, sorry, I said, I've never had a chance. I'll tell you if you've got a bloody chance or not, he said. Sit down there. And he went, he brought the bloody log out of me, you're going to get up and clap me. He said, Billy, bring your form in. Billy was standing in his door with a pen in
it. Yeah.
He brought it in. He slammed it down like that. He got a touch of it and all.
Yeah.
So, they said, "Now, Philip, you want help? I'm here." So, so, yeah, so, so, what did it do? That'll do, you see. You know the bloke who was a picture bloke who was in the office?
Picture bloke?
Yeah.
A Doug Ball?
No, no, he was in the office doing the what's name work, and he was in on our shift as a clerk. To keep out the army one day,
yeah.
Come in there.
Oh.
It's a big friend. We see some of his show film from we stand it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, right, carry on then. Right. Okay, well, we can't sort out who this chap was, this actor bloke. But anyway, carry on. Where?
Now, what, you want me to go from there?
Yeah, that's the end of your interview, isn't it? Because you got the job of principal foreman then, didn't you?
Oh, yes, foreman. But that hadn't gone over then,
see? Oh, no.
That morning that he sent him over with it on a bike, sent him over to the south side, north side. That morning, he just got it in time.
Yeah.
I had to go the next day for the interview. And do you want this all the business about the upstairs and one thing and another?
No, but abbreviate it a bit, Tom.
Yeah, well, actually, Charlie said, he started walking up the stairs and he said, somebody said, "Where are you going, Charlie?" He said, I'm next, he said. Yeah. He said, "No, you're not," he said. "Mr. Gradwell is next."
Yeah.
Poor Charlie, but hey, good job you ain't got a gun, he shot me.
Oh yeah. So you got the...
I got the job. I had the lesson. But there was one thing happened on the West Nine, it was interesting really.
Mm.
There was, I think it was 12 to 14 people there, the governor as well.
Jobs are quite hard to sort for them.
Yeah, and there was three scientists was there.
Oh yes.
Asked
me what year would this be actually, Tom? Would it be the beginning of the war, after the war, or before?
Oh, no, it's while the war started.
Oh, just after the 40s, early 40s. Oh yes, yeah. I wonder where the scientists had turned up from, because we didn't have many before the war, did we?
No, no. The only scientists we had there then were the top guys.
The chemists, really. Yeah, chemists.
And I went up there and I sat there and I was answering the questions and I hadn't had a miss.
No.
And I knew I was right in what I did. But the whole point was that all of a sudden three of them banged the question at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Excuse me, Mr. Natman," but I said, "Have I got a way of answering these questions? Can I pick which I like, or can they tell me which? I can't answer three at once."
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. And he turned around and he said, "Very well said."
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. He said, "And don't come that business anymore," that the scientist said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, one or two of the blokes there, see?
Please indeed.
They were trying to bear them. So I said, "Well, if you tell me which questions you want." So he said, when they're done, they said, "Are you all satisfied?" Yes, sir.
They're all happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I knew what it was done for. I was getting on too well, see.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be a bit cocky.
Put it so.
After
that, you went to the south side?
Yeah, on the factory. Then I moved to south side.
Mm-hmm.
Of factory for packing and blending and reeling.
Well, Tom, what is blend? What's the typical blending shift? What do you have to do?
Well, you have 32 boxes in a blending house. You had trolleys, trestles. You had 32 boxes.
Long houses.
And long ones.
Yes.
The houses.
It was a longish house, was it?
Long, yes, like a big house. Yeah. And you used to have to go around and take about that much out of each.
What about 30 or 40 strands?
Yes, 40 strands, something like that. Mm. All depends on the size of it.
Oh, yes, of course. So, about a big
and you'd be surprised how these people, which you trained them in there, They come out, and they near enough all come out with it, just a few
just
trains.
Like a small handful, like.
Yeah, yes, and yeah. They, at the finish, they were level. They were all near enough all level.
Oh, yes.
It used to amaze me, really.
Level and with what, sorry? Level, what?
Well, you used to have this box full.
Yes.
Well, you know what it is with some people. They get a hold of a handful quick,
oh,
and
yeah.
Dub it in, and then they'd be sitting down or tried to, and,
yeah,
because the others hadn't finished. But these didn't. Because, I mean, I was there to stop that, and the judgeman were there, and the assistant foreman were there.
And were the people, how did that, how many people would be actually engaged in blending a batch?
Well, it all depends. You used to have...
And were they walking around this building?
Yeah,
I get the idea.
It went up like that, and across the
around
end.
The corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
three sides of the building,
the,
though?
On the end, you see, you had the box that there, you was blending, and you was putting it in. You was getting a bit out of every box, and you was going around and putting that in that box.
Oh, yes.
So it's what you call blended.
Oh, yes.
You see? Yeah, if you had a dud lot, you weren't going to get it all in one box.
What's a dud lot? Oversized or something?
No, a dud lot would be if some of the ingredients hadn't been put in.
Oh, what? The blending would be based on analysis.
That's right.
Yes.
So if you found out, you see, and you had them all batched and who done them and one thing and another, everything was done properly.
Oh, yes.
And all the boxes used to go down to the box house and be replated and numbered.
Yeah.
And what was going in them and everything.
I haven't quite got the idea as to why they depend upon the blends and that. You get a lot more sometimes than others.
No, they don't. They didn't.
No.
You see, you had to train all blokes. You used to have to get...
But the same amount was taken out of each box as they went around.
As near as damn it.
Yes.
You used to measure your hand like that. You used to get hold of it like that.
And then take it down and put it in the box that you're blending.
So
let's say how many boxes would be there to be, say 12 would there be? So that
it all depends how big a lot. If it was a big lot, you'd have 30.
The
lot would be blended.
The box at the end would be given the lot number.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I've got it.
And numbered and everything, see?
Oh, yeah.
That was all done, and that was done properly.
Yeah.
Although I say it myself, the work that was done down in Waltham Abbey was beautiful work. I mean, there was a lot of foremen there, and the old-fashioned foreman and one thing and another. And I've got to say this, that most of the old foreman that was in there were very particular. And if you got a bad one, he was a chap that had just come into the job.
Yeah.
But when I went into that factory, I went into all the jobs.
You had
Charlie Speller, that fellow was on.
Speller, I heard of him, yes.
Yeah. Well, I went over to Charlie Speller.
No relation to Eric Speller, was he?
No. I don't think so.
No. There was a Speller that used to live in along what's the hill running up to the Woodridden Hill? Farm Hill.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Speller there. There might have been one of him because I nearly bought a house off this particular thing. Anyway, side of point.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, And. Yes, all these, of course, Waltham was a sort of yardstick for quality around what was then the empire, wasn't it?
It was.
Around the world.
It was.
I'll tell you
this much, and that will say it myself, but I've had a lot of other people saying this about me, to me, and in my presence.
Is this going to be polite?
Yes, it is, because actually... I never got a bad report while I was there. I used to take a lot of pains and traffic in my job. And I used to walk around that factory more than my assistant foreman did.
Yes.
I used to send them on their job.
Conscientious, like.
I was conscientious, and if I saw anything happening, I'd stop it straight away, and the blokes were up the top and out.
Because you weren't allowed to whistle and that, were you? Or sing?
Sing or whistle or anything like that. I mean, he got a little bit, he got it on. He got a little bit saucy at the finish. Turned down for that when I recorded on it.
Who, Len Heath?
Len Heath,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You ain't got it on, have you?
I wouldn't put it on without Tom. No. Come, let's hear the yarn, mate. Come on.
Yeah. He got going about it. He picked up a nice tart. Oh, the Lynn was as ugly as a bleeding gorilla. He couldn't help that.
Yeah.
He knew where what that between his legs was for.
Yeah. It wasn't pushing the boat along, was it?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, of course, that became, like, during the wartime, it wasn't unusual, was it? Certain stresses were being experienced by both sides, weren't they, at that time?
I had a bloke come to me. Benny Pegram was my assistant foreman. And he came to me, and I said, what's this moaning I can hear about Jock, the Scottish fella that sent down? I said, can't you handle him or what? Yeah, I said, can you? Yeah, I said, you make a right job of this, I said, if I have any more trouble, I said, you'll be for it as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they had to take it. They got paid for it. They had to take it. And he said, what I'll do, he said, as soon as it happens, then I'll bring him into you. I said, you know, really, Benny, I said, you can't do your job, can you?
Well, leaving you to dish out the...
I said, what's happening? He's coming in drunk. Is that it?
Yeah.
Mm. So he said, yes. Yeah. I said, I'll just show you what to do this time. I said, as soon as he comes in drunk, come in the... Because the office was right against the bottom gate there.
Well, they couldn't have people coming in slosh, could they?
Oh, they did.
In a place like that.
And he was coming in late. He was missing the boats. The boats were going out, pulling the boat. He was walking up here doing nothing. I didn't know this because I didn't follow. I've got to keep on my own section. They knew what had happened if I knew. So because I got waiting there, and I said, I went out to the police. I said, got a bloke coming in here. He said, yeah. I said, oh, well, we didn't. He said, that's nothing to do with us, Tom. I said, it is to do with you. I said, just what you were there for. I said, if he comes in here again, somebody you will have to look out.
Yeah.
Because I said, I shan't stand for that.
Could do a lot more damage than a box of matches.
I said, So, anyway, Benny come running in there. He said, he's late again. So late. So I said, oh. I said, well, could you come with me? I didn't get the monkeys to go.
There's a sign that a good foreman is never popular. So there's nothing truer than that.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, sorry, Tom, carry on.
That's true. Yes. So I went in there and he said, where is he? He said, the police gone. Because I told the police, I said, you let him come in there again. I said, you'll be for it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not telling you, can't wait for you people. He said, can't you do your job? And I didn't make myself very popular with them, but they come around later and they said,
oh, well, I mean, after time, they come to respect somebody like
that's
this.
Right, yeah. So,
I mean, even when I remember when you were my foreman, you know, as a scientist, you didn't give any brief for the scientists if they weren't there on the job.
No, I know.
I'm waiting for you.
I got on,
which we respected.
I don't think anybody hated the sight of me. No, I mean, they knew I was doing my job.
They could go out and leave.
That's right. I mean, that's it. Yeah. So I went in there. I said, hello, mate. So I said, you had one over the top, did you? Of course, I'm out, you bloody idiot. I said, Scottish mouth, I said. So I said, well, you can go on now. I said, because I'd already rung Dr. Nichols, you remember Dr.
Nichols?
Yeah. Did he swear?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I said, Dr. Nichols, I said, I've rung Dr. Nichols, he's coming over. I couldn't send the bloke out.
No.
I could get him sent out.
Mm.
Dr. Nichols come over there. So he come over there, he said, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he called me everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just got down to it, he said, I was just snoring.
Nichols, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So he said, I'm sorry, Dr. Nichols, I said. I told him, said, oh, you've done wrong.
Mm.
So he said, right, fetch him in here. And we fetched him in the office, and like I had a private office open, I told him, fetch him in. And he said, yeah, pass out, come down and see the superintendent tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
That's the instructions he had, you said.
Mm.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And he said, so what are you going to do? He said, well, he said, I suppose you'll be sent in the army.
Mm.
I said, that's what I'd do.
Mm.
And in the morning, he said, he got up off of him and he came across to me. I said, you don't reckon about giving me one, do you? Because I said, I wish I'd stand here and take it. I said, I'll just knock your head off.
Mm.
You do that. And I would have done, because he said, I'll get you. So I said, that's all right. I said, you'll have a bit of training when you get ready for me. I said, in the army. I said, bring me a gun down. Yeah. I did my
What happened to him?
He went in the army.
Did he?
Yeah, they sent him away in the army.
They were quite strict.
Oh, yes, they were.
Because the smallest offence. Could, I mean, even for us lab boys, smallest offence could be regarded as, criminal.
Traitor.
Yes, traitor, you know,
yeah.
So we had to be very careful.
That's right, mate.
Tom, during the wartime period, was there any incidents or accidents that which you had been aware of, you know? That?
Yeah, well, there was, actually. In a couple of cases, there was one particular case, we had a stove full of cordite that we were drying with heat, steam heat pipes, in it. And all of a sudden, nobody was near it. They had been near it, taking the temperatures and one thing and another, and everything was all right when they were there. But all of a sudden, it blew up. It blew the stove clean out of the ground.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that was where the old place was, down against the lock. It was a big old place.
Yes, on the south side, amongst the, what they call them, the water stoves, was it?
That's right,
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was more like where the land stoves was.
Oh, yeah.
The water stoves were used all the time. Yeah. We used to only use the land stoves when there was a big demand for it.
Yes,
mostly, you know, there was enough labour to do it. But we used to use all the water stuff because it was safe.
So that blew up that? So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we had a bombing raid one night, and we had all the stoves full with cordite, bar one, and they dropped a bomb on the one that was empty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you did.
That was,
And that was wasn't touched no more. That was
incendiaries, would that be something like that?
Well,
HE.
It was HE because it blew the bottom.
Oh, blew the stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bomb that did it, not anything else.
Yeah. Were you, have you anything, recollection of the, I think it's about 1940, 41, there was Paisto blew up, wasn't there?
Yes, that was over the other side.
Yeah. Did you hear it? You heard it, did you?
We heard it.
Hmm.
There was they dropped some incendiaries on the nitroglycerin run. You know they used to have
but it wasn't enemy action that one of them was it? It was a pace.
I know that run, wasn't it? That wasn't enemy action.
Oh yeah. Did you know anybody that was?
There was two or three blokes, and I don't know their names now. There was a father, and he had two sons. And there was two of the family got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know one of the chaps that died was actually bringing explosive samples down to the lab, they told me.
Yeah.
And he was on the long walk, and he was caught in the blast, and his samples went off.
That's right.
And blew into pieces.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that was what I was told. I can't vouch for it, but that
I understood.
It seems unlikely that the samples would be detonated from a distance like that. But anyway, he was killed apparently, and
I was called all sorts of things. I was, because they said to me, they said, "Where are you going now?" I was going over there, so I worked in NG. I said, "Well," I said, "you've got to know these jobs if you want a job."
Yeah.
And I can always remember.
You've got to have gone around the establishment if you want promotion.
Yeah, I did. I volunteered. I mean, they had this yellow stuff that made you yellow.
Oh, see, dreadful stuff. Yeah. That was. Yeah. I tried to keep out of that in the lab, but I had to do a stint.
I had a little go, but not long. And
there was a tale that even their wives used to turn yellow, wasn't there?
Bill somebody. He used to be in charge up there.
But was it fact, Tom, that on CE they used to the wives used to turn yellow as well? There was so much of an impregnation with the husbands that they reckon the wives went yellow as well. Anyway, that's just a story.
I couldn't go
astray. So yes, you went on the NG then, did you?
Yeah, I went up there, and you had buckets made with leather.
Yes,
And a leather top on the top and you could only fill it so full. And when you walked, you just walked across steadily like that and make sure you didn't slop it. It slopped over the side and it fell down there a bit heavy, it'd blow you up. So you didn't run with it. And headaches you used to get with that. Wicked.
Yes.
Yeah, some of them used to chew a bit of cordite, you know.
What, to get used to it?
No, to get out of the factory.
Oh, I see, yes.
Well, not to get out of the factory.
To get out of the
army.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, especially just for the medical, I suppose.
Yeah, I used to chew this thing, didn't you?
Well, that's been very interesting, Tom. I think we're coming near the end of the tape. Just for recap, you left the you left the works in 43 or soon afterwards when it closed.
Yeah.
And then you went back to the land, did you, or did you?
I went to my father-in-law's greengrocery trade.
Oh yes.
I went to. Went down up to the market and.
Covent Garden. That was up in the morning early, wasn't it?
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
4 o'clock. We used to go up there and. And then. Then I went back.
You went back in the. 60s, wasn't it? Mid 60s, was it?
I put in here a little bit about the steam heat in the stoves that were built on the side of the waterways.
Yes.
And when dried, it was taken to blending houses and blended and packed for.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got to get back to. Back now, so that for the time being, we call this the end of this part of the story, and then we can continue a little bit more another time.
Let's get rid of my hospital what's name. So
get you fit and well again, and then we can carry on.
There's a lot of.